covenant.
They
put it on a new card. Hallelujah. And some of you, it may be a repetition. But I'm not under pressure to come with a lot of revelations. I could have preached something else today. And this morning God said, this is what you're going to say. They put it on a new car. So they developed a system, or they stole a system that was never used to carry the ark of the covenant, to bring it to the city. Normally, the Ark of the Covenant, or according to heavenly standards, the Ark of the Covenant was supposed to be carried on the shoulders of the Levi. Because this shows us that a lot of people these days, they want what the presence can do, but they don't want to carry the weight of the presence. They don't want to carry the responsibility that comes with the glory of God. So we want the easy way out. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? So they stole, or they took, the system of the Philistines in handling the things of God. If we want to do the thing of God, we need the God of the thing.
Yes.
Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? And here's another error. Here are two guys, Uzzah and Ahio. Uzzah means strength, and Ahio means brotherhood. The Bible tells us that these guys were the ones who were driving the new car. I can imagine us driving the presence of God. Instead of submitting and humbling ourselves, we drive the things of God. You see, this says to me, we have not come to the Sabbath. We have not come to rest. We are not trusting that God can do His own thing. So we want to put our things, our ideas, into the thing of God. So now they begin to operate in their strength. And they operate also from the platform, Yahore, we are brothers. So they are partnering as brothers to do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was in Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God. And the Bible tells us that Ahio went before the ark. He was walking in front of the ark. A reversal of the order of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The flesh is leading the spirit. Can I tell you something? For a time it's working. Things are working.
Things are running.
So for a time, things are working out. We are walking in front of God. We are determining the direction that which God must take. And God tolerates that. Or tolerated that. For a season. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? The order of God is that we must be led by the Spirit. The Those that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So this questions the maturity of the people that David took, even though the Bible said they were mature. Carefully selected.
But
there were errors. And I believe we need to come to a place as a church where we fix the errors. May we not continue with the errors.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? And David and all the house, so they are worshiping God in error. They say they are worshiping God, but they are in error. And worship requires truth and spirit. But they are in error, they are playing. They are instruments. So it has now become an entertainment of some sort. Just looking.
God is just watching.
Rather, this boy is doing. Hallelujah. And I think they had a budget. Because they have all sorts of instruments. You see, can I tell you something? As a singer, as a worshiper of God, there's a time where instruments can fool us. Even people who sing R&B, they say music touches
the soul.
Music touches the soul.
But we are dealing
with spirits. And we cannot be doing it out of accuracy. Out of alignment. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 6. And when they came to Nakon's threshing floor. And when they came to Nakon's threshing floor, Uzzah put his hand, to the ark of God. Remember, Uzzah means strength. He operates from a place of strength. He works in his own strength. He put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. Threshing floor is a place of separation. It's where we separate the grain from the chaff. Because you can't be eating the grain with the chaff. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they have come to a place of separation. And no, the separation that was going to happen there is that God was going to remove all these errors by himself. So that we can begin to align and do what is supposed to be done. Not what we think has to be done. So God was moving these guys from even preaching their own opinions.
Amen.
The word of God had to be preached. Amen. That's why preaching is a very dangerous thing.
Because
you are judged for whatever you speak by God. You can fool people, but you cannot fool God. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
So they have come to a very critical place. Because there are things beyond that place that God is not going to tolerate anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when this guy sees the oxen shaking the cart, he thinks that God is falling. He thinks that God is now becoming weak. So let's help him. Because we have the material, we have the resources. But actually what was happening, God was shaking himself off. Wrong systems.
Oh.
And unfortunately, sometimes when God shakes himself off certain things, he also shakes himself off certain people. That's why we cannot afford to be rebellious. We rather humble ourselves and repent and say, God, we have erred. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they come to that place, the man who operates by his own strength, who has been walking with the other guy ahead of God. He wants to make sure that God does not fall. The God that created him.
He wants to balance God.
It is dangerous to serve a God that you need to help time and again. You have to wake him up. What kind of a God is that? No, God, you have failed. Let's help you in this one. You don't have experience. Have you ever find people who tell even their pastor? No, this one, leave it for us.
Leave it to us.
In the church. The threshing floor. Glory to Jesus. So, we need to know, children of God, that it is not by might, nor by power, but by his spirit. We cannot ignore the spirit of God because we have certain experiences about life, or we have certain qualifications. We still have to come and bow before God and depend on the Spirit of God. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nakon means prepared. That place, I believe it was prepared by God. That going ahead, I'm not going to allow certain things to continue.
Amen.
The oxen shook it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a shaking that is taking place. And it's not only in the church, it is in your personal life. There are things that God wants you to give up. Actually, when I was praying this morning, the Spirit of God, took me to 1 Samuel chapter 30. It's also about David. The first verse, it tells us that David came back to Ziklag. And Ziklag was burnt. Nobody was killed. People were taken. You know, when people are taken, at least when they are dead, you know you can mourn them.
Taken.
So it will forever be in your mind. And zigzag means winding. It means winding. And ultimately, David inquired from the Lord, shall I go after them? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So some of you have come to Ziklag. I'm talking to you right now. You have come to Ziklag. So you can never understand Ziklag as a destination. Because you are coming from another victory, but when you come back home, empty. So you are coming to a place where you are supposed to celebrate. And there's nobody there to celebrate. I know I'm speaking to somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know I'm. You see, this kind of situation where you are winding and it looks like, you see, have you, I don't know how many of you are using
navigator.
You never get lost on the highway. You only get lost when you have arrived. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You only get, and sometimes you will be doing rounds here and your destiny is just here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't really see that you have arrived. You are just winding. You need to go and make an inquiry to God. You need to go back to prayer. You need to go back to intimacy. You have been compromising a lot. And the problem is that you are fooled by your previous victory. I gave somebody a word. And the anger of the Lord was kindled. Against Uda and smote him there for his error. Died. And ultimately, David says, no, God has made a breach. He has made a breakthrough. So God was giving himself a breakthrough by removing errors. And sometimes it's not easy to give up certain behaviors.
But when God says it's over, it's over.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us that David was afraid from that day. If you are not afraid of God, God will make you. If you don't want to worship God, as God will make you. You will know that is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said you will know that he's God. And to some of you, your family will know that God is God. There are certain things that God will begin to do in your life that will make your family know that God is God. Glory to Jesus. You see, sometimes God has to be drastic for us to see that he's God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your family will see that you have been desiring so much that your family should join you to church. I'm telling you right now, your family will know that he is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So because David is afraid, I don't know, this thing I gave back.
This thing, I don't want it. It's killing people.
Hallelujah. He removed the ark.
Atosa,
and he took it to the house of Obed-Edom.
Aisa kontlongyaga Obed-Edom.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
A servant.
Mutlanka.
The presence of God comes to people who are prepared to serve God. The word servant means doulos. One who has given up his own will to do the will of another. If you are going to experience a move of God in your life, the presence of God in your life, you need to give up your own will. The Ark of the Covenant came to Obed-Edom, the servant of God. Glory to Jesus. And the Bible says it continued there for a space of 3 months. And this man was blessed.
Amen.
This man was what? You want to be blessed? Don't pray for blessing. Go after the presence of God. Go after the presence of God. Go after God as the deer panteth after the water brooks. So my soul longs for you, O God. Go after God. Go after God. Everything will be taken care of. Go after God. Go after God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go after His presence. Seek Him. David says, I will seek Him early in the morning.
David
will find him. God makes Himself available to those. After him.
Baba Mata.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you see, I'm seeing Obed Edom every day.
The
Ark of the Covenant is there. He's dancing, he's serving. He's following the commands of God. And God showed up. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things. You see, what I like about that chapter is that the Bible tells us that your father knows that you need this thing. But the father who knows that you need these things,
that
he doesn't say pray for them.
He
says seek ye.
Amen.
The kingdom of God. And his righteousness.
And what we live, it's
his compliance. We need to comply. We need to adjust and align. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I'm speaking like this, you already know there are adjustments that you need to make. You need to begin to align. You know where you are in error.
Yeah.
Righteousness, align. Being in right standing with God. This man is getting blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he's a servant.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, glory to Jesus. I'm about to finish. And it was told David, where you have taken the ark, that man is getting blessed. That man is getting blessed. And David said, no, I'm going to take that
thing.
It's coming to my house. And now the mindset has changed when David comes. When he comes back to get the Ark of the Covenant. The Bible tells us in verse 13 that they took it on their shoulders. They bear the Ark of God. And when they bear it, David began to worship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you know that ministry is weight?
Wait.
Wait. It's
weight.
There's a lot of work that happens behind the curtains that you don't know of.
There
are people who are praying. Sure, you can't just continue coming to a place
and feel good and
go home. Find out from others. How do I carry this glory? With me. Which prayer team can I join?
And
where are study groups? Where we search the scriptures? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of us have given up a long time ago for praying for cars. We are going after God. And the God we serve. Provide. He comes through.
What?
At the right time. He's never late. He does not forget. He remembers. Can I tell you something? God will not forget you. Come back to order.
Amen.
So So Muruti, I hear you have been talking. What do I do when I go out of here?
Muruti ka utlwa ntse o bua ke dirang ha ke tswafa.
Go and fix those errors.
Tsama o lukisa diphoso tseo.
Hallelujah. I know it's difficult to say I have pride.
Ka itse gore go boketo wena gore e ke na le boikgogomoso.
If you have it,
ga ona le bona.
Ask for the grace of God.
Kopa mo ha o tswa mo go Modimo.
So that you can humble yourself.
Gore wena o ikgone go ikokobetsa.
You know what is it to humble yourself? Let me continue. How do I humble myself? I empty myself of myself.
That's right.
I stop looking at me. What is in there for me? I stop there. I empty myself. I stop fighting to protect my reputation. Stop trying to protect your reputation. For Jesus made himself of no reputation. Philippians chapter 2. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he emptied himself. He humbled himself. Even unto death. Death on the cross. So when you have really emptied yourself of yourself, you look like a dead person. Because you stop talking about yourself too much. How? Oh, people cannot even talk to you because when they come and want to make friendship with you and want to talk to you, here you are with your things. Hallelujah, church.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He danced. The Bible, you know about how David danced before the Lord. And covered himself. He took an
ephod.
Ephod, a priestly garment. That's why David is a king and a priest at the same time. And that's why the Bible says we are king and priests. Because we come from that lineage.
Amen.
And ephod. Have 12 stones.
In a little major, I'm a 12.
Representation of the 12 tribes of Israel. So it's not about himself. It's about the family. So a proud person does not think about family. Thinks about
himself.
Talks about their strength. Talks more about their money. Less about God. Actually, they can't even quote the verse.
Clean.
Clean. One verse. Clean.
Temana fela ilingwe fela ine pa etlamaletse.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
5 minutes left.
You know,
it's a long time to stand on this big stage. But as David is doing that. We know David married Michal.
Raitsho David ona anyala Michal.
The daughter of Saul.
Moradia Saule.
The king who went out and who was rejected by God, whom David took his seat.
Khosi e yone ganong ke modimo David a tsa stulo sa gago.
Michal and say, look at the king.
A Michal a re bona nkhosi.
Undressing himself before these women and all of that.
And
the Bible tells us that Michelle despised David from the heart. It's amazing that today people despise worship. And the Bible tells us that Michelle looked through a window. Spectators in the church. When worship goes through. When worship is being. When we are worshiping God. Look at how they are crying. Why is he kneeling down? Despising David from the heart. And Michelle forgot that he was bought with 100 foreskins of Philistines. He was bored with blood. She was bored with blood. You were bored with blood. And you have forgotten that because now God has cleansed you. And you begin to despise ministry that goes on in this house. And the Bible says, long story short, when David was supposed to bless his own house, he couldn't. Because here's a woman despising that what was happening. At the end, the Bible tells us that Michelle was barren. Could not bear children. Sometimes we are unproductive in our lives because we despise what God is doing. We despise the worship that people are bringing to God. What do I do when I go back, Muruti? Joeman, what do you do?
Joeman, what do you do?
You go back and you align. You adjust. We were in a conference.
Some year we were in a local conferencing.
And God instructed me to tell people to kneel down. And to pray. And this man wearing his jazz clothes. No, jazz people wear expensive clothes. And he came close to me. Because he didn't want people to see or to hear what he was saying. He says,
he wanted me to allow him to continue standing because his clothes were very expensive for him to kneel down.
That's Michelle.
Give Michelle.
It's a Michelle spirit.
Give me your Michelle.
One, they have a heart problem.
Santa banali buthata bamo pilong.
Despise worship.
Banyata kobamelo.
Actually, Michelle, if it was possible, she was supposed to lead and David and Nefat.
Michelle hana okona hana tunte ne aitel langopele David and Nefat.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
At no point. I've been preaching for many years. Believe you me. I started when I was 18. There's never been a time I desired to be better than my father.
Amen.
I wish the cameras were off, but anyway, keep them on. So that it should not be like I'm sending a message. In his presence, he would rather speak too much. And I drink from his well.
Amen.
Because the flesh
Nama.
Must not lead.
Amen.
Let's give God a huge clap of praise. Mm.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's a wonderful God, isn't it? He loves us. That's why he wants to flush out all of these toxins on the inside of us, of pride. There's the easiest way out. We can put this thing in a card. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The operating system of the church is Christ. Not a new card. Hallelujah.
Amen.